This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another edition of What's on Your Mind. That's the name of the show because we want to know what's on your mind. And you can tell us by simply picking up the telephone and calling us on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline includes texting Todd the Radio God Mitchell. It's 701-226-8503 to tell us what's on your mind. 701-226-8503. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. North Dakota Oil Can. North Dakota Oil does. There's some big news brewing in the oil world today. It has to do with the difference between the world supply and the world demand. And they now believe there was a deficit in May. In other words, there was more demand than there was supply. This news is breaking, which is one of the reasons if you need gas, this week, fill up today because the price is going to go up, as it often does when the price of oil goes up. And it is up $47 today and on the way up, and probably will continue to go up because of this new report. We'll kind of keep track of that for you throughout today. North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page and website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. A couple of great resources there for you. Story last week from North Dakota Oil Can about natural gas flaring was at a 9-year low. Kind of interesting. And one other thing I was going to tell you. Oh, 1 week from Thursday, Donald Trump will be in Bismarck at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And tickets for that have been being sold last week for most of the week at the Bismarck Event Center. Well, now they have some more tickets. A sizable amount, a fairly large number of tickets will go on sale, both through Ticketmaster, so you can get them online wherever you're at, and at the Bismarck Event Center box office Thursday at 11:30. Don't exactly know the number, just know it's going to be a fairly large number. They finally have the tickets kind of settled as and the seats matching, and so they know the last batch of the tickets. So 1 week before the event, that'll be Thursday, 11:30. You can go to Ticketmaster.com, or you can go to the Bismarck Event Center and get tickets, okay? So mark that on your calendar. That'll be good. All right. What else? I guess we can get to it here. A little later on in the program, we have some guests. We have a lot of time to find out what's on your mind. Crickets are going to crank up here in a second. Austin, Alexis Klein, and Allison Renville are co-coordinators of a protest related to Donald Trump's visit next Thursday. And they've started a little effort called Stand Up to Trump. They announced this just minutes after Donald Trump announced he was coming. And some of their comments caught my attention because they were claiming to be concerned for their own safety based on the fact that North Dakota is racist. And, I don't like reckless charges like that. I want to know, why would you say we're reckless? So we're going to ask them that today on the program. That's why they're here. Not for free publicity, but rather for them to sort of back up some of their rather reckless statements about North Dakota. That's what I want to know. So we'll do that today on the program as well. Todd, how are you? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was lovely.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Had a nice weekend.
Had a nice weekend. How about you?
I attended a lot of grad parties this weekend. So
a lot of them?
I did 8 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a lot.
Yeah. Only one yesterday, but it was for 6 graduates, which is kind of a neat way to go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That way there nobody gets, you know, all bent out of shape that, how come you didn't come to my party?
Yeah, it makes it easy.
Make them all, so if you make them all in one place, it makes it easier, right?
For the party goers, so that's fun. But I don't know if you do this, but when I go to grad parties, especially if they happen to be, you know, friends of your kids, you think back a little bit, right? About, oh my gosh, it was just a blink and they were, you know, like in kindergarten and third.
Absolutely.
And boom, here they are graduating, right? But yeah. I also think a little bit about the future. I think ahead a little bit. And, you know, that's where my mind goes as I'm sitting there. Once you get beyond the, how you doing? Where are you going to school? How, you know, they come in the small talk. I just think about, gosh, all right, I'm a fossil. I'm 51. You're, you know, 18, just leaving high school. I remember leaving high school not long ago. It's going to be quick and you're going to have gray hair, right? And what kind of country are you going to live in? And that's what I think about. I do. And I've been thinking a lot about our program on Friday and how utterly disgusted the vast majority of you were about a letter sent from the Obama administration to our schools. You know, here the Obama administration is a bully. They really are. I don't know how else to describe them. They are a bully. And if you are an Obama fan or a fan of this letter, please call and tell me how this is not the letter of a bully. For one, if the concern was, hey, we have a small number of kids, percentage-wise, that would find themselves in a mode of gender confusion, you know, maybe that's not the word, maybe just transition, whatever. You could send a letter to say, hey, keep an eye out for this. We're concerned. Please accommodate them. You know, something of that nature. In other words, this is on our radar. We're paying attention to it. Instead, what do? They send out a letter demanding an action. And number two, threatening funding, threatening lawsuits if you don't comply with them. That's bullying. Now, I want to contrast that with something else. It's National Police Week. How many letters did they send out about that? Let's look at the Obama administration action on police. If I was to pull every comment from the president and his spokespeople, his cabinet related to law enforcement, you'd have a sense that they believe law enforcement are more wrong than they're right. And the whole Black Lives Matter fiasco, Ferguson, everything else. This president, this administration has created an atmosphere where our law enforcement, the people that go out every single day to defend you and I all hours of the day and night from whatever is out there, they're the bad guy in the eye of the administration. They don't send out letters about that. So that's today as we sit here in 2017. Imagine what today's graduates are going to face in their adult years, in their late years. That we can go so far off the rails so quick in just that one example that I've given you. So my thought today as we crank up the conversation is for us to find a law enforcement officer, a police officer, since it is Police Officers Week, to highlight, to thank, to pat on the back. Wherever you live, there has to be an example of a police officer that's done some good things. Either you know firsthand or you heard from someone else. Let's celebrate them. Let's thank them. I'd love for you to do it on the air today. But if nothing else, find one and say thanks. And if they're doing things, great things where you're living, or you call home, please tell me, would you? At 800-228-0550. On the program we call What's on Your Mind on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don at Bismarck wants to tell me what's on his mind. Don, how are you?
Not bad. And yourself?
Good, sir. What's on your mind today?
Well, I heard you wanted to bring up the motorcyclists and bees again.
Where did you hear that?
Facebook post that was out there that kind of made light of the whole situation and upset me a little bit because it is a dangerous situation for motorcyclists that are out there that are allergic to bees, and having the hives that close to the road is a danger, not just to motorcyclists, anybody that's out bicycling or horseback riding, or say you're driving your car and you get a flat tire right next to a group of beehives. You know, why can't they be a quarter mile off of any paved road? That's all we were asking. You know, we're not against the bees, but why do they need to be right off the shoulder of the road? All it is a convenience for the beekeeper.
Well, it's a couple issues there. We've dealt with this before in the air, and I don't think anybody was making light of it other than when it's come up before. It's a very popular topic because people have strong viewpoints on each side. That, we appreciate that, actually. So, Don, hang on if you want for your answer on the other side of the break. I welcome other calls at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GFI grain bins, GFI grain dryers, and GFI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GFI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&SMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hey, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer. Right. Guess we need to get some extra special spray for the crickets. That, by the way, means lines are open for you at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Here's what one Apache sprayer owner said The visibility while spraying is great. As far as I'm concerned, the Apache is about the best sprayer I've ever sat in. That's what they say about High Plains Apache and those Apache sprayers. And by the way, High Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others are talking about. And their customers have made it clear. They work hard for their money. When they spend a buck, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why they work hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is a businessman sprayer. It's proven to work as hard as you do with a support team to back it up. They have the ET Ag Center, too. More than 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips and pumps and hoses, fittings, valves, and more. They're at 1701 Eastside Court, Mandan, right across from Bonanza. They're exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. HighPlainsApache.com. Online, too. All right, so Don went away. But Don, just to, number one, be clear, the post you're talking about on Facebook, Todd had posted something about, I don't know, wait, was that Saturday? Over the weekend saying,
hey, yeah, over the weekend, whatever it was. Yeah.
And we have a call screener, so Manny, when you call, says, hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What do you want to talk about, right? And then Manny puts that information into a little software program that I'm looking at, Todd and I see. So we know who's next and who wants to talk. Tells us how long you've been on hold, what you want to talk about, so I can go to everybody on time, right? So Todd, a year ago, had posted on a day where everybody wanted to talk about bees. And generally, we'll sometimes put that up when everybody wants to talk about the same thing because it means, you know, here's a hot topic. It's what everybody wants to talk about today. So he had posted it, and that was a year ago. So over the weekend, he posted, you know, a photo of the screenshot, if you will, and said, the buzz on what's on your mind, you know, a year ago today. So I responded, I missed the bee buzz. Maybe our bee-hating motorcyclists will call again soon to ignite the blaze anew, because that was prompted a year or so ago by a motorcyclist who called and said, he didn't like getting stung by a bee, and he was mad at beekeepers for keeping bees close to the road. We had, what, Todd, 2-3 days worth of programs where we had to get answers to track down for folks on that particular topic?
Yep. Well, and plus, you know, when you have every single line is calling about the same topic, whatever the topic is, it's like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, we did it last week, too, when there was one day where everybody was hopping mad, as I was, about the Obama administration letter on, you know, transgender bathrooms. It was the same thing. So, and Trump will often do this. We get a lot of folks calling in. It happens a fair amount when our lines are full and all on a particular topic. It just means that's what's on your mind. That's why we do what we do. So we enjoy doing it. This isn't making light of anybody, just describing what people want to talk about and reminding others to call in. Anyway, for Don, you know, this isn't making light of. It just is recognizing that that particular topic has come up before, and we did get some answers. To his point, that beekeepers should be more sensitive and move the bees somewhere else, I say two things. One, according to the experts, if you move, for instance, the bees a mile off the road, you'd have just as much possibility of smashing into a bee while you're motorcycling. It isn't, you know, there's no, oh, they're real close, so therefore they're by the road, and they congregate by the road. They go all places, all directions. So that's sort of a falsehood that doesn't fly, according to the bee experts that we talked to on this program. All right? That was number one. Number two, I don't think they have any problem going off the road. It's just trouble finding the land. They've, you know, again, it's private property rights, and you have individuals that either own that property or lease that property for the bees. It's just not as easy as saying you go wherever you want. So if a motorcyclist doesn't like the bees where they're at, then maybe a motorcyclist should find some land where the bees can go. That'd be one way to do it. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Terry and Sterling, by the way, shout out to our police officers today. It is Police Officers Week, and I'm sincere in wanting to hear stories honoring police. If you have police in your community where you live, you know of police, you know, that you've interacted with before, give them a shout-out today on the program, specifically on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Terry and Sterling, what's on your mind?
Yeah, about the bees. it's not only bad for the motorcycles and stuff having them that close to the road, but I've driven through where the bees have been next to the road and ended up with 15 or 20, 30 bees on the front of my car dead. And if there's that many cars on the road, it's got to be hard on the bee population. But I also wanted to give thanks to all the police officers that are out there, because they're putting their life on the line for us every day, and we just need to let them know that we appreciate it.
Who is the top cop in Sterling, Terry?
Oh, we got a couple county mounties that come out and a couple highway patrol, but Sterling don't have one, so
I suppose
they take care of
for that. The sheriff patrols that area mostly, huh?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, I appreciate the shout out. We did, by the way, ask that question too. Of same thing. Wouldn't it be better for the bee population to not have them there? And again, they go everywhere. So to the extent they're getting hit by vehicles, they're going to be hit by vehicles no matter where you put them. And evidently, the loss to motor vehicles is like really incidental, according to beekeepers.
When they're that close to the road, you get a lot more bees on the car. And I've come through where they got all their bees, and I let them put bees on my property. But anyway, wherever the bees are that close to the road, you get a whole mess of them on the car pretty much every time you go through, because there's a lot more bees closer to the hive than they are when they scatter out. So just wanted to say that.
Appreciate the call, Terry. Thank you. Mike in Perm, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Yes. No, we used to live in Klamath Falls, Oregon. I was involved in a two-vehicle accident. The guy was racing, ran through the red light, hit my car, and I managed to make it out of my car. But this police officer, this Klamath Falls, Oregon police officer, if it hadn't been for his EMT skills, I wouldn't be here. That man saved my life. And, people like that who step in and help out, I think our police officers deserve a lot more credit than they're getting, because these guys have got a tough job. I think for them, the scariest situation is when you have to go to a social disturbance because you have no idea what you're walking into. And these police officers really deserve a real good job, and we should back our police officers. And I think when we see one of them, we should tell them, we've got your back. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. I was in New York City in December, and they had the lighting of the Christmas tree ceremony, so there were just zillions of people down there and police officers everywhere, and you usually see police officers everywhere in New York City. And all of our group, mostly North Dakotans, a few Minnesotans and folks from surrounding areas, but most of us North Dakotans, everyone would go up and say, hey, really appreciate what you're doing. And just almost like tears in their eyes, how appreciative they are. So I agree with you. That's a good approach to let them know. Stephen in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi. My name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is about the bees also. I'm not a motorcycle rider. I'm a truck driver, but that's an issue that's been a concern of mine, too. And I don't think a quarter mile is far enough away off the highways. And they can say that bees go everywhere, but it just stands to reason. It's just like the closer you get to a city, there's more people. That's the way it is with the beehives. And I'll get 100 of them on my truck, and I'm just one truck. And but they wonder what's happening to their bees. Something needs to be done about it. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your text welcome too at 701-226-8503 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Why are you so opposed to Obama's bathroom stance when Donald agrees, says the texter? I don't believe Donald agrees with President Obama's bathroom stance. I hate to use that term, by the way, bathroom stance, position, I don't know, letter. I'm just reading the,
okay.
What Donald Trump has said, the one time I know he's been asked about it, is that this ought to be a local issue, local, you know, and obviously President Obama doesn't want it to be local. He's dictating from above what every school ought to do, and if they don't, they're going to get sued and money taken away. So very different position there altogether. By the way, though, I do think Donald Trump should say, here's what I would do as president. I wouldn't send a letter like that. Here's how we'd handle it. I want some more clarity. And I want governors and superintendents, our own Governor Dalrymple, our own, superintendents in schools to say, all right, here's the letter going into the shredder, right? I mean, I think that's what the majority of the audience wants. Just literally, Jack Dalrymple ought to put a shredder on the top of his office and say, here's where the letter goes. I want to see that. We'll see the superintendents of schools doing that, too. Yeah, thanks. Keep sending them there. On to the next one. We're going to deal, and then send him a framed copy of the 10th Amendment. I'm serious, folks. I mean, that's, I'm telling you, that's why Donald Trump is where Donald Trump is at in this race. Because that's the level of disdain people have for what's being done to the Constitution. And politicians are way too mamby-pamby about it. They want to just sort of wish it away and have some happy talk. It doesn't work like that. Get mad. Am I right or am I wrong? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text us at 701-226-8503. Stephen in Fargo, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Well, good morning.
Listen, I grew up here in North Dakota, and I am, you know, a black man that grew up here, you know. And I don't understand why people who are really not from North Dakota always got to make these little statements talking about how racist people are here. I haven't experienced any of that, and I've lived here most of my life, and I don't understand why people would even entertain that idea. I have never, and I don't think you've even heard of, or even Scott have heard of racial activity going on in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, where I grew up at. I don't seem to see what these people are talking about.
I don't know how to explain it either, Stephen. This is one of the reasons I asked these individuals who are going to join us in about an hour to come on and explain why they could make a statement like that and have them come on. And before you hang up, I'd like to get your number, and we may have to call you back at some point to say, hey, you know, here's someone that's lived here a long time, not felt this, so you need to hear a different perspective on this. I would guess that the vast majority of people who make statements like that have some sort of an agenda. Right, it's a political agenda. It's either to try and, you know, further their cause, get their name out there, or stir the pot, or you know, in this case, they don't like Donald Trump, so they're going to use it against him. I don't know, but it's unfortunate because I'm not naive enough to think there aren't racists in this world. I'm not naive enough to think that there is not racism here in North Dakota, but I think it's a very, very rare occurrence. I don't see it at all, and. When I hear people alleging it, I want to know where, why, how. Tell me more, so I can assess whether you have any validity to this charge. Otherwise, I want to point it out for what it is. And that's a bunch of bluster, you know.
Well, the only time I've ever experienced it out here, it's been some old boy from down south that didn't grow up out here. And when he got on to this one black guy that I knew out here, it was the people of North Dakota themselves that stood up and told him what time it was. You can't bring that stuff up here. This is the Dakotas. This is not Alabama.
No kidding. I love it. Well, Stephen, thanks for sharing that story. Hang on a second if you would. Manny will get your information so we can call you back in case we need to school those folks up a little later on in the program. Jeff in Jamestown, next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
This Obama directive, do they not have enough to do? Is there not enough other problems? We got to waste time with this. Bathroom privileges.
Yeah, so let's talk about that a second. Clearly, they have bigger fish to fry, but not to them. I think I said this last week when this came up. I want to say it again. Look, if you are in a situation where, for whatever reason, you are born a male, but you feel like you're a female, you clearly have some issues to deal with, and I don't want to make light of that, right? I mean, in other words, anybody that's in that situation, I feel for, but I want to recognize that's a small percentage of folks, okay? I'm not suggesting this is they are lesser than or anything like that. We're all God's children, right? So let's just set that aside for a moment. I think what happens with the Obama administration is, number one, as we saw during his reelection effort, he had to pander to the, I call it the rainbow jihad. They are the extremists. They are the people that want to go out and say this is normal behavior. Everybody ought to do it. Give it a try. And by the way, our media loves it as well. WDAY TV in Fargo last night ran a story about, how do you say it, guys? I can't even remember how to say it. Polyamorous? Is that how you say it? Did I say that right, Manny and Todd?
Sounds right to me.
On the phraseology here. It's basically swingers, but it's a fancy name for them, right? And they go into somebody's home, and they have these couples there, and there's a 7 or 8 year old girl that's the daughter of one of these individuals that's in the middle of this deal. And they ask her, hey, what do you think about all this? Oh, I guess this, you know, my parents, they just love lots of people. You've got to be kidding me. See, that to me is the media, and you know, going to your point, the Obama administration, they're trying to you know, normalize all this stuff. They're trying to forward that agenda is what they're trying to do. And
the
again,
media is as much to blame for this mess as anybody else. You know what? If Bozo the Clown today throwed his hat in for the independent, I'd vote for him. And I hear more and more people talking this way because I don't want Hilly and the Trumpster. I was a fan of him, but he's looking to be more and more talk a lot and nothing. Remember who he bankrolls him. Deutsche Bank. He's such an American guy. Why is he borrowing from German banks?
Yeah, right? I guess he can answer that question. I don't know, but I mean,
well, you know what? He's another fake, and I'm sick of all of them. It's time for something totally fresh, and I don't know if we're ever going to get it. I think we're.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the frustration. I don't think in between now and November you're going to get anybody in a third party. A position just isn't realistic. As I say, anybody that says I'm not for Trump or not for Hillary, you're on a long-term mission to fix this country. God bless you. I understand your frustration and everything else, but it's not going to happen this November. What you're doing there? And I think Reince Priebus was on one of the shows this weekend. Republican National Committee Chairman called it a suicide mission. If you're looking for a third-party candidate, you're on a suicide mission. I don't disagree. I don't.
You know, if Harry Truman, God bless him, if Harry Truman's watching from wherever he's at, he must have a air stick bag the size of a hefty 5-gallon trash can. Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Day.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. But to your earlier point, I mean, does the Obama administration have bigger things to worry about? Yeah, but they're on a huge mission right now. They by the way, I just saw a story. I retweeted it. Put out a directive on all kinds of new regulations. Things Congress can't touch and the next president can't touch that they've it put in law in the way of regulations that is billions and billions of dollars of impact on the economy. So they're on a mission. They're on a mission, and it has nothing to do with our republic or the democracy as we know it, as our founding fathers envisioned it. It is their agenda imposed on us. Les in Wishick, North Dakota, what's next on What's on Your Mind?
Yes, good morning. Hey, just wanted to talk about the transgender bathroom thing a little bit, too. One of the issues I see that's going to happen here is, so a male goes into a female bathroom and uses it and exposes himself. Well, if he's on the street and does that, he gets arrested. But now he's going to go into a bathroom and be able to do it and not get arrested.
Yeah, what, are we going to have new laws about behavior within the bathrooms? Because
am I going to be able to walk down the street with my junk hanging out?
Please. Let's not even there.
If I'm feeling female for the day.
Well, but you've raised the point that, you know, it wouldn't be exposing yourself if you're in a bathroom, right? You're in the bathroom too.
To use the facilities. I understand
What really upsets me more than anything about it, again, not the individuals who might feel like, hey, I need to have this addressed. Although I can't imagine any transgender person really appreciates this debate playing out right now. They can't feel like they have an ally in the Obama administration sending these letters or in that North Carolina city that decided to start all this. I don't imagine, but let's set that aside for a second. Nobody is addressing the public safety side of this. Nobody's addressing the ways in which what they're imposing on us can be abused. Nobody.
Exactly. And just as a perfect example is a situation in Chicago. A 9-year-old girl went into the bathroom by herself. A guy's in there. He grabs her. He chokes her unconscious. And the mother catches him as he's dragging her into the booth or the toilet thing.
Stall, yeah.
Okay, now somebody could have saw him walk in there, but do you have the right to say, hey, are you a transgender or are you a pedophile?
That's what I mean.
You can't ask that question.
No. Well, you clearly have to go into the restroom with your children. Without question, until this sorts out. But I saw that over the weekend, too. Appreciate it, Les. Thank you. Love Wishick. You know how to have a good time. That sauerkraut festival down there is the best. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Tell me about your local police. I want to hear the story.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Walking into a Petroserve USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a Petroserve USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two of those fresh baked cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day at Petroserve USA. Lots of other great deals too, including giant seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey king-size candy bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water. Yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese. Your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes along with malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, and much more. Call CNC Farms 701-482-7865. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Thank you.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
S&S Motors in Watford City, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, few crossovers. S&S can put you in your next auto. Check all their cars out, the whole selection. Nice website at snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. They have a buying service, a custom vehicle buying service. As simple as you tell them what you want, and they'll find it at below market price. They've done it for me twice. I love it. It works really good. So, like this color, want leather, sunroof, a little better mileage, you know. And literally, less than a day, give you some choices to pick from. Call them at 701-444-2341 or stop and see them in Watford City and tell them Scott sent you. All right, back to the phones. I think our buddy Bob in West Hope wants to give a shout-out to that humongous West Hope Police Department there. How many officers you got? Five, six, eight, ten? What? How many?
Well, we don't have one that lives in town, but we've got one that's right out of town a ways. He's in here pretty much all the time. different times, and hands up to the big county sheriff's department, you know. I know why practically all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, these sheriff's officers, of course, are the small-town police department.
Yeah.
In addition to the police officers themselves. So all the law enforcement deserves our shout-out. It is National Police Officers Week, so we're giving them a shout-out today, Bob, and I knew you wouldn't disappoint.
No. They're
do you have like a little? Would you have like a little, musical salute for them or anything that you'd want to,
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get with that. But you bothered with crickets? Hello? Well,
yeah, I'm not bothered with them. We just use that little signal when we have some open lines. It's a way of saying, hey, there's a line or two open. If you want to call now, you'll get on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I purchased, this is many years ago, and it's spelled PERMECTRIN. You get that at any cattle store, or whatever they sell.
Sure.
Livestock
okay.
stuff.
We'll
you take
some.
A little squirt bottle and you put about 6 or 3 teaspoons full in it. Mix it up with water, a pint jar like, and you go, when you leave the building, squirt it around the house a little bit or outside and whatever. Our house used to be orange with box elder bugs, but it's not no more.
Took care of the problem right there.
Right.
All right. Well, a little helpful house, helpful hint. Appreciate that very much. Very nice. Oh, there we go. There we go. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Everybody okay? Yeah, we got it loud and clear.
Okay. And with that, we'll go like this here then.
And nobody's
Bye,
hurt?
Guys.
Nobody's hurt? Everybody's okay?
Everybody's all right.
All right, glad to hear it.
Everybody's stands clear. So.
Nice to hear from you. Very nice. It's a musical tribute to our police officers for Police Officers Week. We do it right here, ladies and gentlemen. We're happy to do it. 800-228.
We blew our whole budget on that one.
0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Warren in Gackle. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Warren.
Hey, the transgender deal, I can't even believe that we're even having this conversation. You had a lady on here a while back about she wrote a book on instilling moral fiber back in your children and whatnot, and how to react to bullying and all that different stuff. I can't remember the lady's name, but she just had her on a couple days ago or maybe last week. But doesn't it kind of come down to that? With we got so many people that are just, oh God, I want to jump on all the different bandwagons instead of just, it shouldn't even be a conversation. They just had an article I read from John Hopkins, the main doctor that did these surgeries or whatever, talked about how it's a mental condition. So now we're rewarding people for mental conditions? I mean, you're opening the door to not only the transgender thing. What about all the perverts that want in the bathroom? Now, like the guy said before, how are you going to know? Should he be in there? Is he not supposed to be in there? It's ridiculous. I can't even believe it's a... just another thing to make everybody argue and fight to look at the big picture.
And a mandate from the Obama administration. Literally, a threat. They're bullies. It's phenomenal to me. Do you want people to speak out about this, the school officials? I mean, the governor, I think, is the one that should speak to say, hey, look, you're not going to tell us what to do as a state, but this is an edict to schools, so superintendents... Do you want pushback from our local officials on this, our state officials?
Well, it's just exactly like you said. You should have a shredder in the back and say, well, this is what I think your thing, and people in North Dakota, this is what we think of it. Done. Over.
Yeah, I know that some would say, well, that's not very, professional for a governor to do. Maybe you're right, but get attention. Let it be viral. I mean, really demonstrate what you feel about this, and that'd be one way to do it. Hello, Mr.
Don't
President, with all due respect, you could add that. With all due respect, then put it into the shredder, right?
Well, exactly. Don't you think everybody's sick and tired of the participation awards and whatnot? It is what it is. If people don't like it, what are we supposed to do? Hug it away? Just, geez, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that's what you could do. We could shred it and then he could go to Washington and give him a hug and say, sorry about the shredding. You know, just to soften the blow a little bit. That's not bad.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's how they do it in Gackle. I know that, by golly. Warren, appreciate your call. Thank you. Glad you're listening. More of your calls coming up. We have some guests at the bottom of the next hour that are planning a Trump protest when he's here. Some tickets available for that event Thursday the 26th for Donald Trump in Bismarck. This coming Thursday, more on that in a minute.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.